Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Satchel Paige. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kritlau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lou Kritlau. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Jennings reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapp who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wood. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Lou Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kritlow fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Caris Quell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mapes throws the ball into Young, who tags Caris Quell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive towards the mound. Paige reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mapes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mapes moves to second. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. Mapes moves to third. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Rapp moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Delsing now playing center field. Duke Markle now pitching. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Rapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jennings hits a line drive towards first. Boyd catches it and steps on first to double up Marsh. Two outs. Duke Markle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markle hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markle fires to first and picks off Wilson. One out. Luke Ridlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridlow is 0-for-1 in the game. Ridlow strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Rapp takes first base on ball 4. Delsing moves to second. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boyd takes first base on ball 4. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapp. Zarilla reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Boyd goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Kritlau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlau is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritlau takes first base on ball 4. Zerillo moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-2 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marsh takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to third. Marsh moves to second. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Duke Markle. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne takes first base on ball 4. Batts scores. Marsh moves to third. Jennings moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frank Saucier pinch runs for Tommy Byrne. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marsh scores. Jennings moves to third. Saucier moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jennings scores. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Saucier scores. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Browns. Randy Gumpert now pitching. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wood for the out. Delsing moves to third. One out. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rapp hits a fly ball into right field. Zerillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Delsing scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Arft is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Pallette now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Stewart is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Jim McDonald now pitching. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Boyd hits a line drive into left field. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Fox scores. Minoso scores. Stewart moves to third. Boyd moves to second. It's 6-5, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Bob Dillinger. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe DeMaestri pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ray Coleman pinch hits for Red Wilson. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Boyd scores. There goes DeMaestri trying to get to third. Del Singh throws the ball into Marsh, who tags DeMaestri for the out. Two outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Randy Gumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumpert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing third base. Ray Coleman now playing center field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Gus Niearhas now catching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeMaestri fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Marsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Bill Jennings. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Marsh scores. It's Browns, 7, White Sox, 7. Bud Thomas pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Ben Taylor pinch hits for Jim McDonald. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumpert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Thomas now playing shortstop. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mahoney, and towards Young, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Delsing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Delsing reaches second base with a double. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Wood bunts towards the mound. Gumpert juggles the ball. That's an error on Gumpert. Delsing moves to third. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rapp hits a line drive towards short. Karis Quell catches it and tags out Wood for the double play. Delsing scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Arft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahoney fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Rocky Nelson. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.